we do the commercial. The song's climbing the charts. What I Like About You is climbing the charts in Holland, Germany, and France, in the Netherlands. And we get a call. We need to do a video. So we're in L.A. on tour, and we're at the Whiskey A Go-Go, and the guys come over, and two guys came over with one camera and shoot close-ups far away, and each guy, we told him we wanted to kind of have the vibe of A Hard Day's Night kind of thing, real raw, black and white, black, white, red, real close-up. And they do it, and it goes back over to Holland, and it takes off. The song runs up the charts. We get gold records over there, and that comes back. That video goes on MTV when MTV starts, and that's when it took off. That's when it started. All those things were responsible for the song continuing to grow. It had nothing to do with U.S. promotion. There was no over promotion like the Knack got. We never got the money the Knack got for promotion. We were on the road doing the footwork. We were playing and playing and playing, doing shows, touring. Became known as a good live act. We were respected as a live band. Doing shows with Ted Nugent. Doing shows, this is like 80s. Doing shows with Ted Nugent. Doing shows, ZZ Top. Doing shows with all these bands that we don't fit with because of our live show. And we would just worked our ass off, and we put out the second record, and then I am out of the band. They put out another record, and they called me up. They need me as a songwriter. Come back. And then we came out with, I came up with Talking In Your Sleep. The groove for it, the bass part, because I came back on bass and guitar. So that's what the long way around, how What I Like About You happened. They didn't promote it. It was us working our ass off, and then the video in Europe. That really made that song. And actually, you couldn't ask for anything more, because there's nothing more satisfying that instead of having someone promoting the ad and $5 million going to promoting it, it was a real thing. It was a real groundswell, like, you know, real support, that people seeing it and liking it. It wasn't like we paid for it to get in the charts or to move on, up on radio. Radio picked up on it and started playing it. Then sporting events started playing it. Then movies started playing it. Purchasing it for publishing. And that's about it. I mean, it just took off. And luckily came back. And it's really cool that it's a groundswell thing, that way it happened. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better way to have it happen.